Hello, good evening everybody. Good evening again. You're welcome to our midweek service, the Grace Community Church. It's always a good time when we have to have our Bible study. So very quickly, we started last week a new study, New Creation Realities. And so last week we established who the new creation is, and we said that the new creation is whoever is in Christ. We looked at the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. So we said the new creation is someone who is brand new. You're not a refurbished product, but you're new. God has made you new because you came to Christ. And because you are new, there are certain realities, certain truth about yourself that you may not be aware of, and you need to know. You need to find out. So we'll begin from this week to look at some of these realities that the believer has come to because he has come to Christ. And so today, the first one will be redemption. Redemption, that is, the believer has been redeemed because he believed in Christ. The new creation is the redeemed of the Lord, having come to Jesus Christ. So maybe I'll just start by saying or asking, what is redemption? Redemption, according to Bible dictionary, is a ransoming, redeeming from a penalty. A release effected by payment of a ransom. A release that has occurred because a payment was made. In another version, it is looked upon as the right to redeem or buy back. The right to redeem or buy back. That is, redemption is the right you have to redeem or buy back. All of this, simply put, redemption means simply, it means to buy back something from another thing that is holding it, down, to buy back, to gain it back, to collect it back after you have paid a ransom that is required. You have paid for it, so you are having it back because you have paid for it. So simply put, redemption is to buy back. That is, to release from something because a payment has been made over it. Hallelujah. So it is important to understand. Once we understand and have an idea of the meaning of redemption, then we can take it further. Leviticus chapter 25, I think from verse 23, gives us, a little idea of God's instruction. He was instructing the people of Israel, about the way and the manner and the expectations he would have them to conduct themselves. And he gave this law then of how, when you sell a land, someone can come and buy it back within the same year. Probably if I have need of money and the land I have, I decide to sell it to you, and the law allows that within a year I have the right to buy it back, to redeem it back from you, as long as I'm able to pay in full as I agreed, and I can have the land back. It just gives a law around it. And peradventure I am not able to, it gives a right to someone else to come and represent me and make such a payment. that he is, the person is described as a redeeming relative, that a member of your household has a right to come and buy on your behalf, buy back on your behalf, or it is known as a kinsman redeemer, a kinsman redeemer. And we see an example of this in the book of Ruth. That is the case of Ruth and Boaz. I believe or assume that we all know the story of how Ruth's husband, you know, Naomi's husband, went to foreign land, and the husband died, her children died, and she was left with her daughter's in-law. And Naomi, one of them, decided, look, where you go, I go, your God will be my God, and all that. And Ruth decided to follow Naomi back to Israel. And getting there, they found favor before Boaz. And Boaz decided to make a payment, to buy back Naomi's husband's land, in order to, and part of the deal was to marry Ruth and all that. And of course, Ruth became a lineage of grace, you know, along the line. But the essence is, if you check Ruth chapter 4, it gives an idea, a good idea of what transpired. You know, Boaz called every other relative and said, okay, there's a certain man, he has certain land and all that, we have to buy and all that, are you ready, are you willing? Call the elders. And one of them who was willing, you know, Boaz had to go forward. You see, Boaz, or the leaders, had to go further to say, if you are going to buy, then you have to take this woman as well. The idea is, we don't want the guy's line to die off, you know. And once no one was interested, Boaz had or got the right to redeem, the right of redemption. He became the kinsman redeemer in that situation. Hallelujah. So we understand that. So through that, of course, Bible talks about how the law came as a shadow of things to come. Through that, then we can relate with the case of the new creature. We can relate with the case of the new creature as per how redemption has occurred with the new creature. So the question now is, why did we need to be redeemed? Why did the new creature, or why did we need to be redeemed? We quickly read, we are going to read a couple of scriptures. It's Bible study. Expect that you have your Bibles. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 says, that is from verse 23. It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of human creation sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. And by virtue of that, there is a need for a buying back. There is a need for a recovering. And 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God passed over the sins that were previously committed. Amen. So there was a need for redemption because man fell short of God's glory. Man had been expunged because Adam sinned. Because Adam sinned, he subjected the whole of humanity to the hold of the devil. more like Adam traded the freedom, the rights, the position of man unto the devil when he sinned. And because of that, Jesus had to come to the scene. The need for a redemption came or has occurred because Adam sinned. Hallelujah. So we take it a little further. And so for the new creation, because Jesus has come, the new creation has experienced the redemption of Christ. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, it says, in him, that is in Christ Jesus, we have redemption. In him we have redemption. Because you have believed in Christ, you have been bought back. In him we have redemption. And it says, through his blood, through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. According to the riches of his grace. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. One thing we need to understand here, it says it is in and through Christ that we have been redeemed. Christ has become the kinsman redeemer for the believer. We or man could not buy back himself from the slave market of sin that he was sold to when Adam sinned. And because man did not have the capacity, the capability, the ability to buy himself back, Jesus Christ became the redeeming relative. He became the kinsman redeemer. So that Jesus represents Boaz in the example we looked at. Naomi could not buy back what was hers, but he needed a kinsman relative to do that. In the same way, man could not buy himself back from the devil and needed a kinsman redeemer, which is Jesus Christ. It says in Christ Jesus, we have been redeemed. We have redemption. And the second point is that he offered his own blood. Says we have redemption through his blood. Says and the forgiveness of sin. The payment for your life was the blood of Jesus Christ. The payment to have you bought back was through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's just quickly look at Hebrews chapter 9. Scripture, wonderful scripture that you must have and know. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. It says, not with the blood of goats